Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is The All Local.
Presented by Penn Medicine. Never stop believing you can be the difference. I'm Lynn Adkins. Here's what's happening. A man whose body was found on the beach in Atlantic City yesterday is being hailed a hero. KYW Charlotte Reese explains why the ocean was churning following Tropical Storm Fay.
The 18-year-old dove into the water Friday to save two women in the ocean. Police say he pushed the women toward land while putting himself in danger and ultimately sacrificing his own life. Alston's brother wrote on Twitter that the search concluded and his brother was found.
The victim's brother says he'll be loved forever. Black students at Philadelphia Central High School are demanding changes in what they call a culture of racism at the prestigious magnet school. As KYW's Mike DiNardo reports, the school administration has already pledged to take action.
Mariam Sissoko recalls when she was a sophomore at Central High School and she approached a white teacher who commented on her afro.
He made this joke. He was just like, if I stick my finger in an electrical socket, my hair gets just like that. And it was like, what? Like, it's like, you can't say that.
Sissoko, who just graduated from Central, says as the number of black students has dropped below 20%, a culture of racism has advanced.
She joined black classmates in developing a list of demands, including changing admissions policies, recruiting more black students for advanced classes, hiring more black teachers, and creating a bridge program for incoming students. Central President Tim McKenna, in a statement, promised to develop a bridge program, hire full-time climate managers, and to work with student leaders to recruit more black students, among other actions. A T-shirt fundraising effort to support organizations helping the needy during the COVID-19 pandemic is continuing throughout the summer. Rachel Riley of the Valley Forge Visitors and Convention Board says the hashtag Montco Strong T-shirt campaign was launched in April and expected to run through the end of June.
We already sold more than 500 shirts and raised more than $10,000 for the Montco PA COVID-19 Response Fund. Since, unfortunately, the situation remains ongoing and there are people and organizations that are still in need, so we wanted to keep that going with a new goal of selling more than 1,000 shirts and raising more than $20,000 for that fund.
She says the proceeds will go to the community safety net organizations, help the homeless, low-income residents, and those who are in need of food, senior citizens, and veterans. New Jersey has a warning to watch out if you get a text suggesting the state has some unclaimed property of yours. As we hear from KYW South Jersey Bureau Chief David Madden, the state doesn't work like that.
Michigan, Louisiana, and Idaho have also reported a similar trend, according to Stephen Harris. He runs the Unclaimed Property Administration within New Jersey's Treasury Department.
People are getting a text which is saying that there is unclaimed property being held by that state, and to click on a link in the text to file a claim or to claim that property.
While New Jersey does reach out if they're holding money that may belong to you, they never do it by texting you. They use email or a letter.
This is a fishing expedition. Click on that link in the text and you leave yourself open to allowing the texter to access your private information. Harris's advice? Get rid of the text and report them to authorities. There's a link at kywnewsradio.com to do that. Another link will let you see if they really do have any property that belongs to you. They've returned $380 million to people over the past couple of years. That's The All Local, presented by Penn Medicine. Never stop believing you can be the difference. I'm Lynn Adkins. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.